Hi, my name is Zoe. This is Defrag. Unlocking the mind, body, and soul. Building a relationship with the entire you. This is Defrag.
Hi, Zoe. Welcome to episode number 7. This is the show where people can learn how to defrag their situations. We all have bad days. We all have times where we just don't want to participate. But have you ever asked the question, why? Then it's time to defrag.
People are afraid to write down their emotions.
I totally get that, and I'm very guilty of what I call hidden speak. Hidden speak is taking what I am feeling, be it good, bad, ugly, anything that is moving through me, and trying to put it in a positive message. No matter how ugly the situation, I'm going to turn it into something that sounds and comes across as positive. Because once it moves through me, guess what happens? My eyes see it. Do you understand what I'm saying? And once my eyes see it, it goes right back into my body again. So hidden speak is a good? I'm not saying that it is or isn't. I just know that it requires just as much energy to be positive as it does to be negative.
Were you ever afraid that people would read your material?
And you know what? That's exactly what it is. It's material, as in materialistic, or materials that are required in order to build stronger foundations. It's just material. I leave my journals out because if my wife ever has a question about something that I'm moving through and she doesn't understand by way of just having communication, she can just open up the journals, the Defrag journal or my daily writing, which are my morning pages, which were heavily inspired by the teachings of Julia Cameron in The Artist Way. I don't mind if somebody steps in there, but it did take me maybe 10 years to gain that confidence?
You compare writing to unclogging bathroom drains.
I recently had to jump onto Amazon and get what's called a drain snake. The plunger wasn't working anymore. Drano, for some reason, wasn't working anymore. But that little tube that takes the water from my shower to the sewer wasn't working correctly. So I got a drain snake. And I believe that we as human beings run into the same clogging situations. You've got so much content and so many experiences that are just stuck right here. And I talk with so many people, they go, I just don't know how to get it out. You need a drain snake. And that's what defragging is.
A recent clog. Your relationships with coworkers.
First of all, I'm not a professional. All I am, I'm an observant. I'm a writer. I'm somebody who understands the emotions that go into every single day, but that does not qualify me as a professional. But as we go back into this workforce place where people are no longer going to be able to do it remotely from home, as we start to come back together after 25 months of being apart or somewhat together, it is really, really, really important that bosses and corporations have got to put focus on relationships and building a stronger team. Don't tell me to be a team player. We have to build the team from the ground up again. You've got to be able to take that drain snake and you've got to be able to pull out all of that that's clogged up on the inside. You got to be a better listener. You got to have compassion. You can't be biased. We've got to be able to work together one-on-one and re-strengthen the workplace. And it's got to be a place of safety. People can't come in there because we've been protected by being at home. Sure, the kids and the dogs have been driving us crazy and the bird is screaming in the other room. But going back to work and being surrounded by so many people and so many expectations is going to play hell on the head and heart.
Being at work, is that a good place to defrag?
No, I don't think so. But remember, I'm a writer. I live writing. I live sharing my emotions. I told you it took me 10, maybe a little bit longer years to get my writing into an open space where I allow people to read it. If you're going to defrag at work and a coworker happens to come across what you have been defragging, it's a weapon in their hands. So I strongly suggest that when you defrag or if you daily write in a journal, I think it needs to stay at home. And if you do need to release something, step into the bathroom and record something into your smartphone. And then when you get home, write it down and you know, kind of grow from it in that direction. But I do not believe that you should ever leave a fingerprint because it becomes somebody else's weapon.
A listener is shy, doesn't like to talk. How do they become more outward?
You may not believe this, but in reality, I am a very, very shy person. My entire life, I spent all my time in my bedroom dreaming, building things, playing with things, creating, doing all of this stuff, all because I didn't want to go out and be with other people. And even at the age of 59, there are many times I still don't want to be with people. But the way that I've gotten around that is by putting myself in places where people are, where I can participate with conversations. I can really get involved. And that's like like taking on the essential job that I did in September of 2020, right in the middle of a pandemic. My God, I was right there in front of people. And you can be a bump on a log in front of people, but you don't want to be seen as that. So you learn how to participate with the process of what it's like to share emotions. Not go out there and be a jerk or anything like that, but you listen and you train yourself on how other people are acting. Somebody told me just recently that success is based on one thing. You forgot the names of the people that you stole the art from. That's kind of an interesting thought, because every one of us are a piece of somebody else. So, you know, going out there to a Starbucks or going to a Target, go to a grocery store, or just go and just be with other people. You don't have to be the center of the conversation. Just go and learn.
Learn how to ask questions.
Exactly. But here's the thing. Not only learning how to ask questions, but learning how to answer questions. Because how many times have you been in a conversation and your answer is just a giggle, a laugh off? You just kind of just give off some sound because it's like, you're not going to like my answer, or I'm embarrassed to even want to try to answer this. and you giggle your butt out of it. And it's like, okay, how do I become a better answerer? By becoming a better questioner. Be the interviewer. Practice it on paper. Practice it inside your smartphone. Become a part of the conversations. Once again, don't be the center of the conversation. Participate on the outside and start making your way inside. That's what defragging helps you accomplish.